right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 337. I am your host, Cheapy D, here in Tokyo, Japan. And of course, we're joined by a man who needs no introduction.
Oh, that's the introduction?
Get it?
I get it. That's funny. You know what? The show really is lacking class. And nothing classes up a podcast or any show like a proper British accent.
Right. Now, actually, I have a surprise guest, Wombat.
What?
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Benedict Cumberbatch is here.
Yes, I couldn't agree with you more. Thank you. I'm John.
Oh, you're not. You're supposed to be Benedict Cumberbatch.
I don't even know what he sounds like, to be honest with you.
John's not really
British.
He doesn't
British.
Like soccer.
He sounds British and you're British. You just needed to say, oh, I'm Sherlock Holmes and I may or may not be Khan.
Spoiler.
Yeah,
right. The spoiler that's in the description of the movie, by the way.
Yeah.
I rented that movie on iTunes and Mr. Cumberbatch, and I was disappointed that the spoiler was right in the description.
Yeah, that's no good.
So John is here in Tokyo for Tokyo Game Show and just to hang out. And so, yeah, you're doing those things, aren't you?
Yep, I'm enjoying your fabled hospitality, eating a lot of food, too much food, and then having a hard time in the afternoon when I slip into a jet lag coma and just yawn for the rest of the day.
John fell asleep standing up on the train ride home from TGS last night. I told Mrs. Chibi that, and she's like, wow, just like a Japanese person.
Yeah, the trick is to just kind of lean into the corner and then just try and listen out for the alarm when the door's going to open, because that can catch you out.
Right, if you fall out the door, it's bad. That woke him up one time, actually. That woke you up on the way there, I think. Or was that the way home? I forget.
Yeah, way home.
Anyway, so what do you think of Tokyo?
It's awesome. It's like the complete opposite of the UK, where people are polite, and in Tokyo, that is, and the food is great, and there's a ton of stuff to do. TGS we went to, obviously. Don't want to jump the gun, but that was good.
Right. There's a bunch of questions for John in the CAG bag, I noticed. So a lot of those relate to probably your trip here and your life in general. And you, not Mr. Cumberbatch. But so maybe we'll start. Oh, I see there's a new Wombat Mobile.
Yeah. I got myself a new ride.
You went with the Ferrari, the Testarossa?
I did. It's not, I was going to go with the Jaguar that you rented. I'm like, oh, I'm sure I could pick that up. But there wasn't enough room for all the seats for the kids.
No back seat.
Yeah. So I was like, well, I can't get that. So that's why I went with a Ford Fiesta.
Right.
I got a 2014 Ford Fiesta. Titanium.
What does that cost these days? I have no idea what a car like that would cost.
I'm not saying on the show.
It's a car. How much does, what is the, I could just go into Google and type it in.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a starting Ford Fiesta with the titanium package.
Titanium?
Yeah. That's what I got. I got the titanium package. That's why I went with the Fiesta over something a little bit bigger, because I could get more options.
So it's made of titanium?
No, it's just the options package. It has leather and the moonroof and the rear camera and heated seats. And it has interior lights that change colors when you push a button. They're pretty much set to pink because I have a daughter.
And those are made of titanium.
And it's all made of titanium.
Okay.
I want to say it starts at 23 for that package.
Yeah, just leased a new car. And, I was looking at the Ford Fiesta and then I decided not to get one.
What did you get?
Oh, I went for the Mazda 3.
Yeah,
they were just updating them, so they were getting rid of them for cheap, so...
Similar, very similar style of car.
Yeah.
They're fun. I like little cars like that, though. Little hatchbacks.
Right. What do you think about the cars that you see, driving around here?
There are too many nice cars here. You see, this is the thing with Tokyo. It kind of spoils you for day-to-day living. It's going to suck to get home where all the cars are shitty and and life is miserable.
And the girls don't wear, tiny skirts.
Yeah, exactly.
All year round, pretty much.
Yeah. Seen some nice cars. I don't know what any of them are. Ty knows vastly more than me about pretty much everything car related.
Yeah,
it's impressive.
It's pretty scary. He's watched way too much Top Gear and I don't know. But it's all good. So, should we do some show feedback, Wombat?
We can. You say that like you don't. We don't have to.
I don't know. Oh, well, it's about the PS Vita TV, so we should definitely do it.
Okay. So this is from Daring One. I think everyone on the podcast had missed the point of the PS Vita TV.
I agree.
Its price point matches the good Roku and the Apple TV, but unlike those devices, it allows you to both stream PS4 games and play Vita games, which have the potential to be of far higher quality than any phone game, despite Cheapy's comment. If you're on the market for a media streaming device, why would you buy a Roku or Apple TV and pass up the other features for the same price?
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. You know, it is the same price as an Apple TV or a Roku. And what I'm hoping is that if they even sell, you know, a modest amount of them, it might end up boosting Vita, you know, game production a tiny bit. Even if we see like two extra games out of it, then it's a good thing, because I've got a Vita and I've used it like maybe for about 5 hours.
Well, wouldn't you be happier if you could use the Vita you have for a similar function though? Why do you need to buy something else?
Because I want to stream PS4 games. That's the main reason.
Don't you live alone?
Yeah, I do. But I'm a lazy person, and having to travel to the room with the TV in to play PS4 games, that's something I'm not too keen on. If I could put a Vita TV there and then stream them to every room in the house, basically I want to live the shipwreck dream, and I think I can achieve that with this.
Well, he's buying one too.
Yeah, he'll definitely buy one too.
The reason why people would buy an Apple TV, at least, and I agree, like, Apple TV is not the fucking be-all, end-all. It really hasn't changed much in... How
the Roku,
years?
Though,
like,
I think
so
the top
years.
Of the line Roku is still less expensive than both, but yes.
But I'm so invested, you know, with this fucking iPad and iPhone that, you know, you rent this thing on Apple TV, you can watch it on the iPhone, or if you buy it on the thing, you know, it's all through the cloud. So I'm invested in the infrastructure, and there's a lot of iPhones out there, there's a lot of iPads out there, there's a lot of people invested in iTunes.
The AirPlay stuff that's the big feature of the Apple TV, that's what's nice about it. With Roku, it's just that it's slightly cheaper. With this Vita TV thing, it's the PS4 streaming. And true, no one will probably use it to play Vita games, but who knows? Maybe it'll take off. Maybe people will just buy them for the PS4 streaming, and then all of a sudden they'll realize, oh, I've got a Vita sitting under my TV, and they'll start, you know, maybe someone will make another Vita game one day. And so that can only be a good thing.
Really, the only problem with it is that it's a Vita branded device, right? I mean, if they took out and it has a cartridge slot, like, it seems completely unnecessary. If you want to do the Vita games, you know, maybe...
As soon as you have to spend money on a memory card for the thing, it loses the appeal.
And it must cost money to have to build in support for the cartridges and the memory card.
Yeah.
It could be even cheaper.
They could have made a super cheap streaming box, and you could have a virtual PS4 in every room, and it would have been awesome, but...
And call it PlayStation...
Yeah, exactly.
But streaming.
As it stands, you know, I'm not completely... I have hope for it. I think it could be half decent.
PlayStation Streamy Dreamy. Dreamy Streamy is the best.
This is why you're not a marketing executive.
In some countries, that would work. This country, it might work.
I think the PS Air.
I think that might be a little close to another product.
I don't know. They call theirs the Apple TV. They don't call it the Apple Air.
But the AirPlay is the major system for getting...
It starts with air. This ends with air.
McDowell's.
I don't know if that would hold up in a court. Is what I'm saying.
Right. Their bun has sesame seeds. Ours is plain.
Ours is not. Yes, McDonald's. It's very similar.
Perfect. So okay. Yeah. Look. All right. So I don't know what to tell this guy.
I don't either. Whatever.
I like it. The only thing I don't like about it is the Vita part. That's it.
I just am curious to see if this thing sells at all.
No,
I'm very curious. In the U.S. If they release it in the U.S.
The Vita isn't selling in the U.S.
No, not at all.
No.
It's pretty sad. I sent you those numbers.
Wombat sent me the numbers. They're really low. They're like approximately 20,000. You can say that if you don't get the exact number. It's very close to the Wii U number.
Which is also exact. Really.
These are ballpark numbers, but they're really close.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually like 19,994.
It's more than that for both of them.
Anyway, how about some new releases?
Is there more than one?
I don't know. I haven't looked. Oh, Grand Theft Auto.
There's really one that everyone's going to be talking about, and that's the Grand Theft Auto V.
The one that none of us have seen or played?
I played about 2.5 hours.
Huh?
What?
I've been trying my best to get Chibi to buy it as well, but he's insistent. He's just going to wait for PC. The unannounced version, but I'm sure it's coming.
You didn't try very hard. If that's your best,
I mentioned it every now and then, and I was just hoping, you know, just... I don't think I was going to be able to break the result.
You could have.
I think you should pick it up for the 360 so we could play together on the 360 when they have the online stuff.
Right. Oh, yeah. Can I just download it?
Not yet.
Soon?
Soon, maybe. They haven't announced it yet. But there's problems with the PSN digital version, like it stutters and stuff.
Oh.
So you probably don't want to download it.
Who's going to be playing the PlayStation version, really?
I'm sure it sold a bundle.
Don't say that.
It did only make $800 million on its first day.
Right.
Only $800 million. But yeah, no, I was surprised, pleasantly surprised when I came home Wednesday night to find a box with my name on it. And inside it was Grand Theft Auto V and a t-shirt.
Shit.
Did you order those things?
No.
No.
That was the surprise.
It's like, yeah, I was pleasantly surprised to see that Amazon delivered something to me.
But my neighbor didn't steal my package again.
No, it was here. And I'm actually kind of glad it didn't come on Tuesday because I didn't get home until very late Tuesday night. And I would have been just angry to be like, right. Oh, I can't.
So is it good or what?
Well, the first two, here's what I'll say about my 2.5 hour so far experience. It opens really strong. Actually, very different than other Grand Theft Auto games I've played in the past, you know, which would be all of them. It has a really, like, it gets right to it very quickly.
You're a toilet right from the start?
You're a toilet right from the start. No, it jumps into a like a scene already in progress, essentially.
Nice.
And that's like the basic...
Heat? Is it basically like Heat, the movie Heat?
No, I haven't even gotten that far yet where anything like that would happen. You spend the first, I mean, I spent the first 2 hours really playing as, what's his name, Trevor, I believe? The young African-American gentleman. And, I mean, and he's a, he repossesses cars. I don't think I could spoil anything that happens in the first 2 hours, right? That's not a spoiler, is it?
I don't
know. No, go ahead.
Yeah. So, and that feels very much like Grand Theft Auto. Go pick up this car and bring it back to this place. Go pick up this car and bring it back to this place. And that's kind of what I did for the first 2 hours. I just opened up the second character. That's when I stopped. And actually the mission where they introduce him, like where he intertwines and you can finally switch to a different character, that mission is relatively interesting. And that's really what I want to see more of in the game, and I'm hoping there is more of, is missions that aren't the same old, that's like, oh yeah, I get it, it's Grand Theft Auto, I need to get this car, I need to park it here, I need to get this car.
No dates, no dating, no busy tasks.
Yeah, I don't want the busy work, I want, you know, the game has the map to have some sort of, like, some set PC kind of events. And there was another one early on in the game where, you know, you had to go find a motorcycle in someone's garage and take it back because you're repossessing it, and you get surrounded by an enemy gang, and that's kind of, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, I'm playing a game now,
right?
So, you know, that was the most fun mission I've done so far. That and the other one. I mean, there's some stealth in it, which kind of took me by surprise.
How's the combat?
It's a, I mean,
a
I have,
better.
I was going to say, in the first 2 hours, you don't really do that much.
Not much combat. Oh, well, that's not
more driving than combat.
How's the driving?
At least so far. It's okay. Having just played Need for Speed, the Criterion's Need for Speed, it's not as good as that driving, but it's not terrible. I mean,
do you remember
how
GTA 4 was so awesome when you were playing it? And then when you look back on it, you think, actually, there was nothing special about it. I'm going to make myself out to be a figure of hatred here by saying this stuff.
No, but that's, I mean, I never finished it because I think that's just too boring and frustrating, and the driving wasn't great.
Like, if you look on Metacritic, GTA 4 is still one of the highest rated games. It might be the highest rated game of this generation, or, you know, soon to be last generation. And that's the thing. When I see GTA 5, I wonder to myself, what's going to differentiate it? Is this going to have an amazing story? which some people have said is the case, or is it going to be a good story for a GTA game? You know, and if it doesn't, then what separates it from things like Saints Row 4, which, you know, actually seems fun?
And it has, and which actually has a good story. It's just a very, it's a very silly story, but.
Well, I think, well, one of the changes, just to bring this up, because Cheapy mentioned it, if you fail a mission, I think two or three times, you do have the option to skip that mission, and the game will just keep moving.
Right. I love to be able to skip parts of the game. And also, yeah, like checkpoints, you know, they've done that so that. That was a bad thing in GTA 4.
So
yeah,
bad.
Yeah.
I did hit. Yeah, there was one point where I was doing a mission and the guy got away. And I was like, if they make me start from back at the damn house and drive for 10 minutes, I'm going sure to just, enough. I will turn it off and never play the game again. But no,
yeah,
it actually started
in GTA 4.
It started like pretty much right at the spot where the guy got away.
Nice.
So I didn't have to go through 10-15 minutes of game again just to get to that last 30 seconds of a mission.
I wonder if there was no Saints Row didn't exist, if GTA would have evolved in that way, or if it just kept being
I think those have been the common criticisms, you know, Saints Row or not, and I'm glad that they did it, and I am very excited to play more of it and see if the game really does get to those heights that I've been reading about, and see if it really is an amazing masterpiece of video gamery. So yeah,
I hope so, because so far the only high point we've talked about is that they've added checkpointing. It's been around for a while, that concept.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I downloaded the iPhone app to try to like see how that stuff kind of works, but now the app won't work for me anymore. So, so that made it almost a full day. But I'm very interested. I'm actually it looks great. You know, the language made my wife uncomfortable and she left the room.
Is the writing really awkward? Are you dealing with these characters who you would normally, like, if you were a real person in real life, you would just never deal with a person like that? Do you know what I mean?
Oh yeah,
like
no, you're not. You're playing as unsavory people that you would never want to be or have anything to do with. Grand Theft Auto. My problem with Grand Theft Auto has always been, and I've said this since really Grand Theft Auto 3, is I can't relate. And yeah, I like games like where either I can relate or I aspire to. I want to pretend that I'm my barbarian in Diablo 3 and I'm really fighting zombies to save the kingdom. There's something to that.
You don't want to be a felon.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't want to be Walter White.
Right. Oh, shit. We watched Breaking Bad this week. That was. I don't want to be Walter White either.
I'm still rooting for him. No one else is.
It's hard to root for him.
Yeah, I think, well, he's a better written character than anyone in any Grand Theft Auto game. But you understand what I'm saying. It's, you know, I don't want to be the villain, and that's me personally. There are some people that really enjoy being, you know, it's a change of pace to be this bad guy. Or in this case, three bad guys. Although I only have two bad guys to choose from.
Right. All right. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Good.
Yep.
Don't know. Well, John, if John does a good job of talking me into buying it, then...
Oh, well, just buy the damn game.
Anyway, right?
Yeah.
Buy it.
It's probably
God
sold
damn
out
it.
Now. It's probably sold out. I waited too long. We had our chance. We were literally in the store and the guy put the copy down and right in front of us.
Do they really sell out of 360 games in Japan?
Yeah, they do, because it's people like me who live here that buy them. And they have enough of us. They don't get that many, right? Because stores don't, GTA is not out here. This is like the import version. So you have to go to like the, you know, the special shop.
They sold out of the two copies that they had.
Right. Yeah. They probably got like a couple of copies, and, you know, people like me normally would grab them up.
Foul Play also comes out this week for Xbox and PC. And I played a little bit of that game, and that's a side scrolling beat 'em up that has a really cool graphical style and some charm to it. But I recommend checking out the demo before purchasing.
Okay.
Anything
there you go. Else here? Oh, Wonderful 101 came out.
But... played the demo, and I have no opinions.
What do you mean?
It's just kind of... I'm sure I could get into it if I spent enough time with it, but it just wasn't doing it for me.
Hmm. It got good reviews, though, right?
I don't like drawing things on screen to switch weapon modes, specifically. That's what bothers me. I don't like doing... I mean, you can also use the analog stick, but it's like... we had to use the Wii U gamepad for something... and that's what they came up with. But the rest of it, I mean, it might be good. I think it, you know, right. It's been well reviewed, so yeah.
See what else we got here. I think that's, I don't know that I've played anything.
Tell me about Tokyo Game Show.
That's why
we're here. That's why we're doing this.
I forgot about Tokyo Game Show. So yes, John and I went to Tokyo Game Show. The first thing, so we got there, it opens at 10, I believe, and we got there, when we got like 11:30?
Yeah, something like that.
It's a little schlep out there, you know, got to drop tie off at school and such. So first thing, we went to the PlayStation booth first because it was the first one there, and just to check out the line situation. But we knew, you know, most people are just going to make the beeline right for a PS4, and of course that was the case. And they had the same jerky lineup system, queuing system, right? For
yeah. Sorry, I keep on saying queuing, not realizing that people don't know what that is.
People complain when I say online.
Yeah.
As well, like
it's
I don't know.
Thing, right?
I have no idea. I just I'm lucky I have any English comes out at this point. So we checked out the line, and they had the same line system where you have to wait online, and then someone asks you what game you want to play, and then there's a board that tells you the wait for each of that game. So you have to wait online. Before you can wait online, you have to wait online before you can see how long the lines are because the sign is too small. And then you wait online. So we saw that and it was ridiculous. So we left.
And then after that, if you're choosing one of the popular games like Deep Down, you may then get to the end of the line and then be ferried into another holding pen where you have to spend another half an hour.
That's the sneaky, like Disney style, right, Wombat?
That is sneaky Disney style. Did you guys play? Did you get to play Deep Down?
We played a lot of stuff. Yeah, we played Deep Down. We can talk about that first. You want to talk about that?
Yeah.
Well, that you just brought it up, so that's where we're going.
Yes, I mean, so we actually wound up doing that later in the day because, I don't know, we ran out of stuff to see, and I guess we figured we wouldn't mind waiting. It said 40 minutes.
We realized it was pretty much the only thing worth seeing at TGS that was new, or I think this was the first time that it was actually playable. So, we decided at the end of the day to spend 40, 50 minutes.
It said 40.
Yeah.
It felt more than 40.
And I got to sit down in a nice comfy sofa while a Japanese woman next to me would applaud every time I pressed the right button. But, you know, the game looks next gen, and that's like the only notable thing about what we saw in a lot of cases. It's a very pretty game. The controls are janky, you know, it's not final, obviously, but
it's not much
it
of a game,
work,
right?
Yeah.
Like, I think
it feels like a tech demo almost. Like they've just done one dungeon, they've made one character model for a monster. And
well, it's a randomly generated dungeon, but yeah, they only have one monster.
Right,
it's
right.
Like a couple, like a trap or two.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, it looks, I guess, like John said, like the notable thing about it is that. Out of all the next-gen games that were there, this maybe is the only one that is really scratching that next-gen itch. I think especially if you've been playing anything on PC. That was really, like, that's one of the few.
Yeah, I mean, it feels to me like it's like a light version of Dark Souls, where if you want something like Dark Souls, but you don't want, when I say something like Dark Souls, I mean like a dungeon-based thing. It's not a hard game like that. It's, apart from struggling with the controls, it's fairly straightforward.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that you can really play a whole game like that. I mean, the camera is in so tight, the character models are so big. Did you watch a video of it, Wombat?
I've seen a little bit of it. I mean, there's also that part of me, it's like, I'm not a big fan of Capcom games, at least not recent ones.
Right.
And it's the same problem I have with, you know, with Dead Rising 3, where I look at it and I go, this looks great. I look at Deep Down, I go, this looks like it could be great. And then I see Capcom and I'm like, oh, they'll find a way to mess it up.
But Dragon's Dogma was supposed to be good, right? Maybe they can, they're improving.
It's a little Japanesey, but yeah.
Yeah. I don't know that there's really a game there yet. I think that this game could be like 3 or 4 years away. Like, who knows?
Yeah, but the nice thing is that it gives you some hope, because when I was walking around the Xbox One booth, a lot of things there don't look next gen. Like Forza 5, that kind of just looked the way that, I mean, Forza 4 looks the same to me. I mean, it's 1080p, I think this is, and it's 60 frames per second, but you see Jaggies all over those cars. And I was, you know, this next generation, we should be at the point where we can do 1080p with a bit of anti-aliasing.
Right.
It would be nice.
Right. They, yeah, it, I was disappointed too. You know, they show you the big model of the car while you're waiting for the game to load. And, you know, you just see the Jaggies everywhere and the grill and just everything. And even the last Forza game, Horizon, they had anti-aliasing on that. Like, it was better than this.
My memory of Horizon was that it's a better looking game than Forza 5.
I'm not sure that that's true, but in my mind.
Yeah, it's definitely just because I'm remembering it wrong, probably. But yeah, we played that. I played Drive Club because there was no line for it. So I walked straight into it and I kind of felt the same way, that it was not pretty enough for next gen, maybe. Mm. And yeah, it was basically deep down, and Battlefield 4 looked good as well, but still only like at a PC level, you know.
Right. I think like with
using that PlayStation controller with Battlefield?
It's my favorite of the next gen controllers by far. The triggers are nice now. The analog sticks, which were the things I hated about the PS3 controller or the DualShock, because they were too loose. They were too kind of swimmy. They didn't have enough snap back to them. They just feel great now. The touchpad thing, no games use it from what we could see. Apart from in Deep Down, you could push, the whole thing's a button, like a big clicky button. You push it for the map. But there didn't seem to be anything that was using it for control. I'm sure there's something. There's that.
It could be good for a map. Maybe.
Yeah.
Did you try to spin it?
I tried.
It didn't do it.
I didn't see anything working with it.
So. I obviously didn't think of that.
Yeah. But yeah, they fixed all my complaints with the DualShock 3.
It's bigger, it's wider, and that makes like all the difference for my hands.
Yeah, whereas the changes with the Xbox One controller seem to be things that don't really need to be changed. Like the DualShock 3 had issues, and they fixed those issues, and they fixed them really well. But the Xbox One controller, like Cheapy, you're saying, like you think they've moved the sticks closer together or something. It feels weird.
It felt smaller. And maybe, I don't know if it felt smaller because of the plate. No, because we did that first. So yeah, it just felt small. It felt smaller to me.
And then there's the rumble triggers, which you didn't like, Cheapy. I thought it was kind of like a weird experience. I didn't know if I was enjoying it or not, really.
No, I mean, I did not like it. I had the same thing. I didn't know if I needed that, really. I don't know if that's damaging my fingers, like if that's giving me carpal tunnel. More carpal tunnels faster.
Maybe it's healing your carpal tunnel with a massage.
I don't know about that. I think that rumble's probably not good for your hands in general. But yeah, I did like the PlayStation controller. Maybe better. I don't know. So what else did we play at the Xbox booth? Since we're talking about, we played Killer Instinct. I played Killer Instinct with Scott Popular. By the way, we recorded a fair amount of video there with Studio Donby. I don't even know how you say Nick. That's Nico, aka Sweaty Nico. If you got to carry a big camera around Tokyo Game Show, you're gonna get pretty sweaty, apparently.
He worked harder than all of us.
Yeah, he did, for absolutely. I feel bad for all the guys that have to carry cameras around at a trade show like that, especially in the summertime. That is hard work right there. So look for some fun videos in the next few days, I think, hopefully.
Yeah, we'll see how well he can edit that stuff down.
Well, he's pretty good, so he can turn. When we did that Super Potato video, I didn't think that we had anything that was worthy of viewing, but he made it look nice. So, Xbox. So we played Killer Instinct, and that looks good. I mean, that was good looking, I thought, but I don't know that I would. I have no interest in Killer Instinct. I have no
me neither.
Tie to it.
I have no interest in it at all.
That's the free to play, pay for character thing, isn't it? Where you don't know, one character.
That was a rumor, I think, though.
Oh, okay.
No, that's the deal. It's free to play with. I think it comes with probably, I would hope, at least two characters. I don't know.
No. A wall. It comes with one character and a wall.
Yeah, right. Shadow Boxer, Killer Instinct, Shadow Boxing.
Yeah, so I didn't play that, so it was probably fine. But we'll move on to something else. Rise. That was, we played like a co-op mode that was interesting in that it wasn't the shitty stuff that I was expecting to see. At E3, they showed that whole landing on a beach thing.
Yeah.
And it was basically a series of QuickTime events. Which didn't look good at all. This time we actually played, it was like a co-op horde-based thing.
Yeah. The key is that it's in a Colosseum, right? In a Colosseum environment. So it's horde mode inside a Roman Colosseum, and you have to like play up to the crowd, and you get bonuses, and
And it was fine, but I had low expectations, so
I had no expectations.
Yeah,
I didn't even know.
Is it good at all? Because this is like the game. This is their,
I'm not excited for it based on that, but it was just nice to see something other than QuickTime events and what they'd already shown at E3.
Yeah, I think I like my Gladiator movies and TV shows, so I think there are a lot of people who like that, and I think for them, fighting in a Colosseum might be fun, but I don't know that the control was all that great. Like, I would have preferred maybe a different control scheme or something.
Yeah, I kept on forgetting what all the buttons did, but I think that's just TGS for you. People hand you these sheets with all the controls in Japanese, and you look at it and pretend that you know what it says, but it's hopeless, really.
Actually, there were a lot of Western PR people. I don't recall ever seeing this many Western PR people. Like, they were in, when we played Rise, it was in like the special M-rated section, the Z-rated games here. And it's basically like in a big closet, basically. Mm. They make sure that you're old enough. But there was nobody in there. So it was great. So we got to see Rise. And there was the guy who worked on Rise was there. And
yeah,
he was like,
I think he was a developer or something. And, he came over and started defending Fable Anniversary when we were slagging it off. he crept up behind us and said, oh, it's not final. It's coming out next year.
Oh, so, how bad is Fable Anniversary?
It's a framey mess, but then I think they were showing the E3 demo as well. So it was old code. But the thing is, it's a remake of Fable. But the problems with Fable were basically that it was a single path. Like, they promised so much and they didn't deliver on it. And if they're just remaking it with, better graphics and improvements here and there, they're still not overhauling the entire game. It's not going to suddenly be a fantastic game. It was all right, the original, but...
I like the original Fable a lot, actually.
Right, he's a big Fable guy.
Yeah.
But this is just the first one? They're just remaking the first one?
I think so. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is just stuff I've... this is from...
I'm sure it'll have the lost chapters in it as well.
Should be... It's going to be $20? Like a downloadable... Or is it a full...
I don't know if they've confirmed that yet, what it's going to be.
Yeah, but anyway, the guy was right to defend it, actually, because Nico was filming it, and he's like, oh, you shouldn't film that. He felt bad. He didn't even, he worked on Rise, and there was nobody there to defend the Fable. Like, they just put the thing there with nobody to even, say it's so early. But it looked like it could look good if they just added more frames.
Yeah.
What else? Oh, so... The big one, and I
guess. Yeah,
the best
I was saving this one for last.
Right. The best game of the show.
The one with the longest line, 80 minutes.
That at the Xbox booth, 80-minute wait there, at least first thing in the morning. Mm. It got less throughout the. But it never went below 40.
No, it was always, we spent a long time there, and it was painful. But yeah, that was another game where. Did we say it's Titanfall? We're talking about Titanfall.
We're talking about Titanfall.
We didn't mention it. It was really tight, fun to play, but we were playing it on PCs, and it looked like a current-gen PC game, There was nothing in there that jumped out at me as like a next-gen game.
And like, were you using the Xbox 360 controllers?
Yeah, the 360 controller with a PC.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and that game was the one that got me thinking, what is actually going to be the next gen thing here, because they've been touting this cloud-based stuff, haven't they? But really all they're saying is that means they'll be able to spin up dedicated servers more quickly, and really that's something that has never been the gamer's problem. That's always been the web company, the game company's problems. So, there's not much to get excited about other than it's a really nice, tight game from the Call of Duty people, and it was fun to play. That's all there was really to get excited about.
It didn't have the same visual... pop like the Deep Down did, but there's no game. There's really like hardly any game at Deep Down. While this is, you can see how people are going to be into this game and people are going to be playing this game. Yeah. It's already a game.
It was fun, but I think a big part of what makes it fun is that the people who play against you at TGS are all awful, and so it's really easy to do well, and you feel great at games.
Yeah, I was right. I was right behind you on the leaderboard, and I'm always horrible at this, and I.
How much am I going to hate Titanfall?
I don't know. Like
a lot.
Really?
Yeah. Wombat won't like it.
Really? Mechs, don't you feel like it would be cool? Because he's never
The mechs, and I see the jetpacks and, shotguns and jumping through windows. And I'm like, yeah, I'm into that. But I know my game experience is going to be 15 seconds dead. loading.
Yeah, no, that's
15 seconds
too. And yeah. This is why I will never play it. But if you want to commit your life to playing Titanfall, you'll have a good time with it. But
it might be fun for you with your friends and stuff, and depending
on
how.
I have no friends.
Well, maybe they can find me some friends with matchmaking. Like,
that's really it, though. It's like I can't just turn the game on and play it. I have to like schedule time and hope that it's not just 15 seconds dead, 15 seconds loading, 15 seconds dead, 15 seconds loading.
Well, there's a single player, right?
No.
I'm assuming.
No.
No.
There's no single player?
No, none at all.
Oh, it's just like an online war, basically, type
yes.
of situation?
Yeah, they figured out no one played Call of Duty for the single player, so they're skipping it this time.
Yeah, I don't really. It's amazing how little I know about these big releases. I like just not knowing about them.
Yeah.
Somehow. I don't know. Like GTA 5, like I like not knowing until I play it. It's weird.
Everyone dies at the end.
I know. Of Titanfall?
I don't know. Yes, everyone in Titanfall dies at the end.
Right.
That's how every map ends.
The Xbox booth was like, you know, sad as you would expect, because
it was mostly 360 games that we didn't even stop to look at.
Right. I mean, in terms of the foot traffic.
Oh, yeah, that was depressing, yeah.
Apart from Titanfall,
but
of course.
Then they had nothing to show, really. I mean, it was strange that they'd even showed up to this thing, because all the games that I'm excited about the Xbox One, don't get me wrong, but I'm excited about things like Destiny, Watch Dogs, probably some other stuff I can't think
of. Not there. Watch Dogs, not on the show floor.
Loads of things that are really, you know, probably going to be the launch successes for the Xbox One, they didn't even show. And
Yeah, no Assassin's Creed. Like, why wouldn't they have Assassin's Creed 4 on
there? They had it for the PS4.
I know, but why wouldn't... Usually, like, the greatest thing about the Xbox booth is that you can play the multi-platform games because there's no lines. You don't have to deal with Sony's ridiculous ticket system. You can just wait online like a normal person, and you can see the line and all that shit. Yeah, it was... I'm glad they were back, because last year they weren't here at all, and it was made the show... Like, we wouldn't even have had to be there the whole day.
It was a sorry show for Microsoft, but at least we got to play Titanfall. That was good.
Right, and clearly they were here for the Western media, as evidenced by all the Western PR. I mean, I've never seen so many.
I was really disappointed. I really wanted to try the Kinect stuff out, because I hated Kinect, and I wanted to see if my hatred is well-deserved for this next version.
Yeah, Wombat, just like at E3, they didn't really... They had a closed booth, Kinect booth, that they were doing demonstrations in with, like, you know, TV people. And then they had two small Kinect booths that were open. You know, they were closed on the sides, but they were open on the front. And those were scheduled appointments with media as well.
Yeah, they need to kick this thing into high gear if they want to, you know. It's coming out real soon.
It does not instill a great deal of confidence in me. About how
that
good, kind like, of
voice, that makes me sad. I mean,
voice
it's,
recognition and this.
Yeah,
and
that, yeah. Everything. They're doing those Microsoft Store tour things. They start, I think, tomorrow or something. Where they're, I think, Major Nelson's going to be in Boston showing off.
Right, that's why he wasn't at TGS, I guess.
Yeah,
or isn't at TGS rather?
Yeah. So we'll see how that goes. But if that could drum up any positive from people, you know. And it was funny because I was talking about this with someone, you know. I remember how long ago did the 360 come out? 6 years ago?
2005.
Okay. And so
whenever it was about
to come out. I remember a month before it came out, they had it in the Best Buy on 44th Street in Manhattan, and it played Call of Duty 2, and I remember going in there and picking up the controller and seeing Call of Duty 2 for the first time and being so blown away and be like, I need to get one of these. And I really knew very little about it at that time, too.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, eventually these kiosks are going to be in the stores, and
that's what I'm saying. Like, they need to get those kiosks up. You know, I guess they have a couple of weeks, really, because once October hits...
Yeah, but what are they going to show?
That's really it. Rise.
I mean, if they show Forza 5, I'm going to be depressed. I wouldn't be buying one. I would think this is nothing new.
Yeah.
Rise. Yeah. You know, QuickTime events. No.
But then again, I remember when the Xbox was on its way, you know, when it was about to come out, the 360, everyone was all excited for Perfect Dark. And that wound up being a turd.
We realized what it was, and then we weren't excited anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, is Titanfall a launch game?
No. Spring. Yeah. Spring.
Is Titanfall spring?
Yep.
I thought it was sooner than that. I know Destiny's later.
I don't know. It said spring on the sign at TGS.
Okay. Well, is that spring for us or spring for Japan?
I don't know. It was in English, so I think it's for us.
Okay.
America.
America.
I don't know. Whatever. It's coming when it's ready.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. Speaking of lines, there were no lines at the Vita section.
Yeah. Yeah, because there was nothing to get in line for. I mean, I couldn't even think of a single game that was at the show because I didn't walk up to the Vita section probably.
Right. Yeah, that was a little sad. Like even in Japan, where it's supposedly doing, you know, okay.
I had a good look at the revision of the hardware.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, and it looks like a Vita, and there are some minor differences, but nothing to report, really. It's just, you right. know.
The screen, yeah. What did you think of the screen?
They didn't have it turned on.
Amazon has it listed for June 1st, by the way, Titanfall. Okay,
there you go. That's mm-hmm. spring.
Yep. No, I'm just throwing it out there.
I know. So I think, I'm looking at the list of games that we've played. I think that's pretty much it for what we, right, John? Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That was the teaching. Then we, you know, after seeing all that, like we decided we didn't really need to go back the next day. I mean, they had Wolfenstein there. I'm trying to think of, they had Assassin's Creed.
We started queuing for Wolfenstein and gave up after about 20 minutes because we were told 10 minutes. And
they lied.
It's a first-person shooter that doesn't seem too exciting, so, you know.
It broke the waiting rule.
Like, yeah.
Waiting only in, like, you know, for really exciting things. So, yeah.
Yeah, I saw Wolfenstein at E3. You didn't miss much.
You didn't miss much. What else we got here? Should we do a quick ad for GoDaddy?
If you want to.
Yeah, just so Wombat can like put some gas in that Fiesta.
That's true. It does get like 330 miles to the tank though.
What? Oh, yeah, to the tank.
Yeah, to the tank. It gets like 24 miles per gallon.
Okay. So we have three coupon codes for you at GoDaddy for your domain registration and web hosting needs. We have CAG249, which is $2.49 domain registrations. We've got 32 off one, and that will – I'm sorry, no. What do we have? Oh, yeah, it is. 32 off one, which will get you 32% off your order, and free nine gets you a $4 domain registration with free private registration for your porn – domain needs. Oh, I have a good porn story for you.
Oh, please share.
So I was talking to my friend Esteban, you know, mm-hmm. Lone Esteban.
Yep. He's been on the show.
Yep. John met Esteban. You can confirm he exists.
Yeah. He's quite the character.
Quite the character. So we're on the train going home and I was talking to Esteban. I was like, you know, I got this message from this Japanese girl on Facebook. And she asked me if I wanted to like go out with her. At night, like if you want to go out tonight or something. And she has all these pictures on her Facebook page, like she's a model. And he's like, oh yeah, I get those. I get those all the time. He's like, those are just like clubs pretending to be women trying to get you to come out to their clubs. And then he's like, let me see that. And he takes my phone and he looks at the pictures on the girl's Facebook page. He's like, I know this girl. She's a porn star. And I'm like, what? And then I'm like, well, you better tell me her name later. And then I get a text from him like 4 hours later, just woman's name. But yeah, I felt like I thought I was really special, Wombat. It was a guy.
You're not special.
I know. It was a guy.
That sucks.
I know. I wrote her back and I said I was married and I wasn't gonna go out. You know.
Yeah, I know.
That was before I knew it was a guy though.
And before you knew you were married.
What?
Huh?
That doesn't even make sense.
I know it doesn't make sense.
All right, let's go to multi-platforming and Wombat's news and stuff.
Sure.
So I finished Splinter Cell.
Oh, how is it?
I don't know.
it was good enough
I finished it.
Yeah.
So it was fun, but I must have died like 5,000 times while playing that game and just not really know why and really not know what was going on in the story. It was okay. It's going to be one of those games that people are going to be picking up for like $15 on Steam and be getting a really good deal and feel really good about it. Unless they don't fix the controller thing. But I don't know. It was okay. It didn't seem to have any like big or really exciting environments like some of the older Splinter Cell like memorable environments. Like, I can still remember some of like, I couldn't tell you which Splinter Cell games they're from, but you know, I remember like going through like a Japanese garden in one of them. This is like, you're in warehouses a lot. You're in like all these stereotypical game environments, you know, train yard, office building, warehouse, like nothing that you would any recognize from real life. Although I think the train yard was a real train yard, but really, who gives a shit? It's a fucking train yard. So it was just, I guess it was okay. 7.5, Wombat.
All right. And that's it. What do you got 7.5 here about Diablo? That is 7.8. Diablo 3 is shutting down the auction house on PC early next year.
Right. Have you been following that, John? You played Diablo at all?
Well, I played it, and then I realized that the auction house is a waste of time, and I've never used it, which is probably what most people thought, which is why they're closing it down.
Do you think they just weren't making money on it, or it was people said that it was ruining the game somehow?
The amount of loot that you would get, the rare loot, was not, you wouldn't get it as often as, say, the console version, where I'm rolling with lots of yellow stuff.
Because they tone it down so you use the auction house so they can make real money.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's a little lopsided. And then people started playing this console version and like, wait a minute, it could be like this? So.
Yeah, it's just game companies being greedy. And it's like, I mean, they literally like changed the game so that they could try to make money off of you in another way.
Yeah, I mean, they probably realized how many people were buying gold through shady websites for World of Warcraft. They decided Diablo 3, they want to make some money off it. Yeah, I'm not surprised. But then I guess that's the thing. You know, it's they can't get away with it any longer if they're having a console version, which, you know, the platform holders won't allow them to do that.
Yeah, right. It's just, yeah, it's just a prime example of money getting in the way of the game development and making, they literally had to make the game harder to get
and,
more money.
And it apparently less fun.
Well, yeah, wouldn't it be less fun? I would imagine it being a lot less fun if you don't get the good loot.
Well, it's a loot game. You know, that's the main enjoyment in the game, to get awesome loot. And I don't remember getting anything that was half decent, so.
Yeah. So, yeah, it really does look like the console version is the definitive version, right? Because they still don't have the controller support in the PC version, right?
Nope.
I don't think so.
And the devs said that the controller version is the best way to play it. So, fuck those guys. They're really shitting the bed over here.
Yeah, a little bit, huh?
A little bit.
I think they're doing okay, though. I'm sure they've still...
Oh, I just mean, like, I don't mean financially. I meant, you know, just in the eyes of the gamer.
Yeah.
The nerdy gamer like us who...
Who bought the game already, so they don't care.
Yes. What else we got here? I don't know that I've been playing any indie games, Wombat, for our Wombat...
That's okay.
...section.
That's okay. Next week...
Yes.
What else we have here? I'll have something. Let's see. Do we want to talk about the PS3 is going to have... Sony's going to have a PS3 to PS4 upgrade program for their games.
Okay, just like the one that Microsoft is having.
Sort of. Theirs is a little different. So say you buy the game, you buy the disc for the PlayStation 3. So you bought yourself your Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag, and you got the disc. So then you take the disc and you put that PlayStation 3 disc into your PlayStation 4.
Ooh.
And you get a code that's going to be in your PlayStation 3 box.
Wow. In my box?
In your box.
And I get it for free?
No, you get it for $10.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. That's right.
So you get the digital version of the PlayStation 4 game.
That's pretty cool.
And I'm reading here, digital PlayStation 3 games won't require a code to upgrade to PS4, but they will require the actual next-gen console on the PlayStation 4 next-gen version. Yeah.
I can't upgrade my PS3 for $10.
But so if you buy the digital version of Assassin's Creed, once you log into the PlayStation store on your PS4, the game will appear for $10 in the store as opposed to
$60. That's totally reasonable. I mean, that's like a really... Seems consumer friendly and reasonable.
I think it's a good idea. I actually like it a lot. I have very little to say it's negative things about. It actually sounds the easiest of anything I've read so far.
Yeah, I feel bad about NHL 14. EA needs to do something like that. If they're going to put in like one new feature or two new features in the game, and it's basically the same fucking game as the last two or three years, charging $60 to the people who are like supporting you year after year is pretty insulting, I think.
Yeah, right now, as far as I know, it's only good for 4 games, this offer.
Yeah.
It's only good on Assassin's Creed Black Flag, Call of Duty Ghosts, Watch Dogs, and Battlefield 4.
Yeah, well, those are good games. Those sounds like good games for it to be eligible to.
Yeah. Four.
Anyway, I would like to pay, I'd like to have a subscription to, like, the hockey game and then pay $20 a year or something. I don't know. Just don't make me feel bad about buying your games.
That will never happen. And also, you bought 2 copies of that game and 0 copies of GTA 5. Just pointing that out.
Somehow that happened.
You're the worst. You're the worst.
I don't know. Somehow. Something went wrong.
Are we going to talk about the man who made
it? No, say it.
Huh?
Read his name.
Hiroshi Yamauchi.
That's really good.
So there you go. Hiroshi Yamauchi passed away at 85.
Wait, no, you just fucked it up now. Now you just insulted his memory. Great job.
Hiroshi Yamauchi.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Passed away at the age of 85. He was pretty much the architect of modern Nintendo. That's right. Fair to say. Hmm. And our condolences go out to his family and everyone at Nintendo.
Yes.
There you go.
There you go.
Did you upgrade to the iOS 7?
I did.
As did I. How do you feel about it?
It's pretty. John's had it for like 6 months probably already.
Yeah, I've had it for a long time. It's nice.
Why have you had it for so long? Is that like an England thing?
No, it's like a developer thing.
If you pay $100, you can, or if you have access to BitTorrent, you can just download it. Because they release them for developers. It's not exactly hard to get, but I can't be bothered to do it because when it comes out, it like nothing works, right?
No, I upgraded to like one of the previews a long time ago and had to roll back from it because it was too broken. And that's kind of what you expect when you test these things out. Yeah. And then upgraded to the Gold Master last week and it's been fine. Only a few kind of minor issues with it.
Yeah, I just need all my apps now to like look like that style. They like some of them just look pretty butt ugly.
Yeah, it's pretty though. That's about it. That's
so far so good. I don't have many complaints, but it's only been a day.
And I don't think I've met anybody yet who's told me that they're interested in the new phone, the 5. I mean, who doesn't have like a contract coming due?
Yeah, because my contract is up in May. So
John, who like will buy any Apple thing, if he has any possible excuse to buy an Apple thing, even he has no interest in it.
Yeah, it takes something special for me not to give Apple money, but I don't like the colored phones and I don't like the thumb scanner. Well, I'd take a free one, but that's about as far as I'd go.
That's nice of you.
Yeah.
Wombat, would you take a free one?
Sure.
In the ass?
Probably.
All right. They'll be right over. Someone will be right over. All right, let's move on to the CAG bag because John is getting tired of standing, I could tell. And he's yawning a lot. He really lives up to his name, Tired John. He's really quite tired.
Yeah. By the time I leave, I'll be fully adjusted to Japanese time.
And then you'll be tired in England.
Yep, for another week.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's like 2 days you'll be tired. So Wombat, you should feel bad for me when I come in from... Wombat shows me no sympathy. When I fly in for E3, he doesn't think that he talks. You know what he does? He talks about how the 3-hour time difference between New York and LA right in front of my face when my body is just like liquefying on the inside because everything's all fucked up. He's like, oh, man, it's like 11 p.m. where, you know, in New York right now.
Yeah.
Well, no, my joke is that I'm usually asleep by like 9. So 11 might as well be Japanese time.
Right.
Yeah. So don't. All right. Yes. Anyway, yeah,
we're all wimps, I think is what we're saying.
Yes, exactly.
We're all really bad. Let's move on to the CAG bag. Here's a question from BC1309. He wants to know, what is John's favorite and least favorite food he has had in Japan?
I bet I know what the least favorite is. The breakfast burrito.
Yeah, yes. The breakfast burrito was a disaster, as everyone who is listening to this will probably find out shortly. Prior to this, it was not pleasant. Yeah. Least favorite burrito, most favorite. To be honest, everything is so good. It's shocking. Like, even an average meal that you get from some place that is probably considered crappy to Japanese people,
like that ramen, like we went to like this ramen place on the top of Yodobashi Camera You know, it's just like one of these places where it's a ticket machine. The ticket comes out and you hand it to like the waitress there and they get...
Yeah, and it's like 10 times better than whatever I can have at the best place that I go to at home. So it's hard to pick out something really, but yeah, everything's really good here.
Yeah, and also there's many, well, several meals to come as well. Let's see. Extra Life. You guys think that Monster Hunter selling so well will make Sony try and get Monster Hunter back either to Vita or PS4? The problem is it only sells well in Japan. And PS4 is going to sell well in Japan with or without Monster Hunter, I'm pretty sure. The Vita, they could probably sell a lot of Vitas if they had like a... But is Capcom really going to make a Monster Hunter game when there's just so few Vitas out there?
I don't know. When I read this question, as soon as I get to the part that says Monster Hunter, my brain switches off.
Yeah, I stopped listening already. I'm surprised you even brought it up.
It's really only a factor in Japan, so I think for that reason, probably not. The answer is no. Okay, Peter Muniz writes in and asks, can you ask John why he chose programming and how he learned?
I don't know why I chose it. I didn't really choose it. I just kind of started mucking around doing website stuff when I was like 13 or so. And just, you know, out of necessity to make websites for people, just picked it up that way. You know, there are loads of tutorials online. And by the time, you know, I finished school, I was kind of already doing work for companies. So I just didn't bother going to university. You can learn everything online. I kind of fell into it as a career, really.
There you go. excuse me. Let's see. These are all questions for John here.
Skip over the iOS.
No. You have to face the music here. Where are we here? He wants to know if we plan to pick up any more games on current gen systems after GTA, assuming that we do pick up GTA.
I don't think so, really. I think
I'm thinking about the same thing. I'm like, I don't know what's left.
No. Yeah, it's going to be a interesting winter. Let's see what else we got here. Nick Guck. I don't know. He wants to know if John... What do you think of the standing desk, John?
Well, I have to be honest with you. I'm not sold on the idea. My legs hurt. I'm yawning a lot more as a result. I don't think I'll be investing in one now.
Right. John, well, this will help you once you get into shape with this thing. Then you won't have these problems.
Oh, no, if I could have a couch in front of the desk, that would be ideal, but this is no good.
What about the treadmill desk?
No, that's not doing it for me.
That's the wrong direction. You need the couch desk.
Yeah.
All right, where is the Keg? Oh, well, we know the Keg. Well, yeah, where are we in the Keg iOS app?
Well, the problem with the Keg iOS app is that the question is, what do people want from it? Like, people go to Keg for the forums. And we have a mobile style. To make an app version of that style, to basically make the forums again in an app version, is kind of a lot of work. And the mobile style already does that. So the other question was, you know, could we do something like have something where you can type in the name of a game and have it give you the lowest price back? But a certain retailer doesn't like us using their data for that purpose, which has kind of killed that concept. So... after you have to start cutting these major things from the app, you lose enthusiasm for it, really.
Right.
Yeah.
How far along is the app in development, would you say?
Well, I mean, the collection stuff's been done for ages, but there's no forum stuff in there.
Right. Like I think most people want, like, what do you want, Wombat? What do you want in a CAG app?
I think the idea of even just an app that allows you to log your game collection isn't a bad idea, and also something that I guess, you know, you can access the show from would be nice.
Yeah. And, yeah.
You know,
that part's pretty much
just put
done.
The forum. Can't you just put a, you know, the web window?
Yeah,
there?
We could do that, but that's the thing. People can already get to that, you know, that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. And I actually like the mobile version of Keg. I kind of,
we made some changes to it.
Yeah. It's very functional and it works great. So I don't know if I need an app for that. If anything, an app that provides some sort of a tool, especially a tool that I could use offline. Like if I'm sitting on the train and want to update my game collection,
No, that's not gonna happen.
It will never work offline.
Or something like that. I don't know.
Right. I think collection system with price search. We could put the price search in, and
we're just gonna do it.
I think you should do it. And by the time it's ready, it'll probably be fine.
Yeah. Okay. So we're only be waiting like 2 years for them to.
I think it'll be okay. And collections wish list. Price tracker.
Yeah, if people are happy to not have any of the stuff that I think they'd want, then we can go ahead. But
wait, so what? People to not have the stuff?
No, I'm saying that people want forums. They want native forums, I'd imagine.
No, well, who cares? But what could we use Tapatalk to? We could build Tapatalk. That's too much trouble.
No, that I don't want. Their stuff is native.
If they want the native forum, they can use Tapatalk, I guess.
Yeah.
What about an endless runner where ChibiD has to jump across Tokyo buildings?
Sounds great. I should hire somebody to do that separately. Yeah.
GBD runner.
Two apps at the same time. Let's see. Why is Tired John so damn tired?
I'm jet lagged and.
But in general, are you tired? I mean, your name is Tired John, and so it's obviously not from jet lag.
Yeah. Well, I've done a few 48-hour coding stints in my lifetime that nearly killed me, and I think I've just done permanent damage to myself at this point.
Right. let's see. Thorbon 3 says, is CAG 3.0 finally done? And what was your favorite part of working on CAG 3.0?
No, it's not finally done. It continues to be a bit of a nightmare because, I mean, maybe you've noticed that hopefully the site is faster this week because we just changed a bunch of stuff that was problematic before. Now page loads should be fast, hopefully. We can only hope. And that's been a big part of it, that we've had so many problems to fix with just getting the basics working in a kind of stable way that you don't want to start turning things on that are going to add server load. And so that's basically why we've been a bit slow off the mark to get some of these old parts of the site back up, because we didn't want to swamp everything. But I'm hoping now that every time I say this, I then get a notification on my phone that the servers are down. But I think we're good now, so we'll start turning stuff back on soon, hopefully.
Right. What was your favorite part of working on? Is there such thing as a favorite
part? There's no favorite part.
That sounds crazy, like a weird question.
There's some neat stuff that we've done that we want to bring online that I'm really looking forward to now.
Tell people.
The price scanning stuff from within posts. So when someone mentions, like when someone posts a deal in a forum, we'll actually be able to automatically scan it and then show it on the product pages. So the product pages that nobody uses now because they don't include any of the forum deal stuff, we are hopefully going to make those a lot more useful. So that's neat, and I'm hoping to. But that is server intensive, you know, scanning posts, all the posts in the database. It's hard work. So hopefully we're stable enough now to be able to bring that online soon.
All right, let's see. Foosball. I love Foosball. With GTA's digital download causing problems for PS3 and 360, any concerns about a digital future with the next gen? Yeah, that's why the discs are still around.
That's why the discs are still around. I guess it is kind of interesting to see. I was surprised that there's a problem with the GTA digital version, although it is gigantic. Game.
Actually, I don't know if that makes it. Like, it's like you need 38 gigs, I think, available on your PS3 hard drive.
Seriously?
Well, you need twice the space on PS3
because
it's compressed or whatever, which means I can never have that on my PS3.
Yeah.
But
this is the sort of problem you always get at the end of a generation when hardware is being pushed to the limits. You always get these janky problems that these aren't going to be issues in the next round. You know,
at least not at the beginning.
No.
Kay Saunders writes in and says, do you think there'll be any worthy sales for PS4 and Xbone software titles this Black Friday? Yeah, I do.
My guess is that you'll be able to get Assassin's Creed for $40 and Watch Dogs probably somewhere for $40, but not less than $40.
There'll be games. There'll be sales. There'll be good sales. They know. Maybe a buy one, get one 50% off.
Maybe.
To answer the earlier question again, I'm so damn tired because of Black Friday. It takes me about a year to recover from the nightmare that is Black Friday when, you know, the traffic on the servers triples or whatever
triples, pretty much.
And things break.
I wish we had that traffic. We have that problem every day. How can we have that problem every day?
If we had that problem every day, we'd get more servers, but it's just the right. spike on Black Friday. Oh, it's a nightmare.
But you know it's coming. It's coming.
Yeah.
You know,
that doesn't make it any easier.
Right. Last year was okay. Whatever you did last year was fine. Last year was
good, but now we're on a different platform that is notorious for sucking.
We better get started on that.
Yeah.
Soon.
Start the preparations.
Let's see here. I think that's it. I think we're done. I think we made it. Yep.
I think so.
So, yeah. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks, John, for coming and being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
And thanks, Wombat, for, I don't know. What did you do, Wombat?
I was here.
You got a free GTA. Thanks
for getting
that free GTA.
Did you hear me complain?
No. Yeah. We'll see you back next week. Shipwreck will be back next week. And, see ya.
Brett's done. Oh, I should have let John say that.
Live long and prosper.
No.